Eric Robert was removed from his holding cell at 9:31 p.m. He wore orange prison pants and a white T-shirt. He was escorted to the execution chamber and transferred to a table where a sheet covered him from the chest down. Department of Corrections spokesman Michael Winder says the leather restraining straps were secured at 9:35.
The first IV was started in the right arm at 9:37. The second IV followed at 9:41.
The witnesses were escorted into four viewing rooms at 9:46, and the warden ordered the curtains open at 9:59.
At 10 o'clock, the Secretary of Corrections informed the warden that he was cleared to proceed with the execution.
Eric Robert was asked if he had any last words. He said, quote, "In the name of justice and liberty and mercy, I authorize and forgive Warden Douglas Weber to execute me for my crimes. It is done." Robert's lawyer is Mark Cady. He witnessed the execution. He says Eric Robert gave him permission to address some topics after his death. Cady says the key to the last statement is forgiving the warden.
That's the one thing left for him to do. It may seem like a minor, odd point for everybody else, but from the perspective of a man who's got seconds left, the last thing he wanted to do was forgive the individual who was causing the execution, causing his death.
Cady shared the last meal with Eric Robert Saturday night. Robert had moose track flavored ice cream while Cady had turtle tracks. Robert wanted to fast the last 40 hours of his life. The two media witnesses say the last words spoken by Robert, "It is done," were gruff with an emphasis on the word done. Dave Kolpak with the Associated Press out of Fargo and John Hult with the Argus Leader watched Robert die. They spoke with reporters and their thoughts seemed scattered as they looked through notes for accuracy. Kolpak and Hult described Robert as expressionless. They say after the drug was administered, Robert gasped for air and made a snoring sound for about 30 seconds.
About 10 minutes into the execution, his face turned pale. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of gradually changed colors till he was purple by the time the execution was over.
Mm-hmm. And his eyes remained open from the time of the last breath that we heard. Well, until the end, the assistant coroner attempted to close his eyes at one point, and they popped back open.
Time of death was pronounced at 10:24 p.m., and the curtains to the witness rooms were closed at 10:25 p.m.
Outside the prison, several groups that opposed capital punishment gathered near the grounds. They sang and prayed while the wind whipped the rope on a nearby flagpole. Ronald Nessaba is an economics professor at Augustana College. He was one of dozens who showed up for the vigil to oppose capital punishment.
I think it does help to be with other like-minded people here tonight to simply be in solidarity with others who think that the state shouldn't be taking someone's life in our name. Regret that the state of South Dakota is doing this.
Nearby, about a dozen supporters of Ron Johnson waved a flag with the former correction officer's picture. They circled around the sign that names the training center after RJ in support of his family. His widow, Lynette Johnson, spoke with reporters after the execution.
We know this execution tonight, it's not going to bring back my husband to me. It's not going to bring our children's father back to them, our six grandchildren's papa back to them.
Her children and their spouses gathered behind her at the podium. She says there is still a long way to go before they gain closure. Lynette Johnson says the staff at the penitentiary is safer now with the execution of Eric Robert, but his escape partner, Rodney Burgett, still sits on death row. She says people need to spend time remembering and honoring Ron Johnson.
None of you will ever know how greatly he is going and is missed. We stand proud for Ron.
Ronald Johnson turned 63 the day of his murder. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kara Hetland in Sioux Falls.